Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
Well, that's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that they are. But nobody that has ever actually studied the concentration camps of World War II, particularly the camps that Jews were kept in during that era, would dare make that comparison. Just one of the things that she says that continually seems to prove that she is increasingly unfit for office. And I don't know, maybe the voters of her district are starting to feel that way as well. We'll see. Anyway, Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's written about AOC and company. And Carol, I was thinking about you last night. So I'm like just working away yesterday in the office, and my account rep, Joyce Becker, sends me a quick note. She goes, "Hey, Dining Out Magazine wants you to come to their lunch for their new issue tonight. Can you be at the Brick House at this time?" And I thought, wow, that's like last minute, moved things around, got there, because when Dining Out Magazine's launching something, you know there's going to be some pretty good food there. And then I got there and I was like, oh man, I wish Shy and Carol could come. They love this place. But anyway, you came to mind last night. Yeah. So let's talk about AOC and this current stuff that they're talking about. You know, I saw Hillary Clinton this morning tweet back to back, or I guess it was a thread, where she was making the same kind of statement about how it's such an injustice that people aren't being given soap and toothpaste and everything else. I mean, nobody's ever given me soap and toothpaste. But I haven't lived in cages anywhere, but nobody's ever offered to give me free soap and toothpaste. But what's your thought about what this current dialogue is doing to us?
A lot of emoting. Like I say in my column yesterday, the Democrats are all about talking about how deeply they care. They care so much. They care so much more than that awful, awful Donald Trump does. And they want to talk about that all the time, but they do not want to talk about what to do instead.
Right.
Instead of detaining people, instead of stopping people at our border, instead of turning people away at our border. It's a lot of conversations that they don't want to have because they do not align with the American people. And I looked at all the statements by all the candidates, I mean all of them, and what I kept seeing was this adamant thing where they say that they do not support open borders. I mean, Bernie Sanders made a comment like, what, we can't have open borders. There's so many poor people in this world. We would just have a mess at our border. And again, if Donald Trump said that, we would hear about that for 3 days. But Bernie Sanders says it's not a big deal. It's kind of a callous statement about the poor people of the world who, you know, we can't possibly allow into America. So they all say we're against open borders, but they also don't want to detain people at the border. Well, I'm sorry. If you're not detaining people, that's open borders. Like, and we need the media to point that out again and again. Otherwise, they're going to get away with this doublespeak, and
right,
it's really not something that should be allowed to happen.
Well, and practically speaking, even with the detainment, when you get people processed and then they get their court date, there's a statistic that I think it was Department of Homeland Security put out a couple of weeks ago that said that 9 out of 10 never are seen again. They don't they don't just not show up for their court date. They have no idea where they go. So it may have a couple of steps to it, but it's in fact pragmatic open border policy de facto.
Right, exactly. And also whenever the Democrats are asked about immigration in any way, they always defer to like the most kind of sympathetic cases, the dreamers, the kids who were brought here, you know, against their will by their parents and grew up in America. Shouldn't they have the opportunity? And that's a discussion we can have. But that's not what's going on at the border. The detention centers at the border are not filled to capacity and above capacity by dreamers. Let's be real here.
Right.
And the fact that they keep changing the conversation to that or to asylum seekers or whatever, that is not the majority of the people at the borders. And we have to keep nailing that because the media just won't do it. The reporters who consider themselves firefighters just will let them, you know, go on and on about all the ways that they care so much, but they won't ask them, what do you want to do? Barack Obama deported more people than any previous or since president. So once you're president, you realize that this isn't something you can just ignore. This isn't something you can just say, I care so much, let's get rid of these detention centers. You actually have to do something. So here we are with them not being called on it. And I think this election should be about them having to answer what they want to do with the influx of illegal immigrants at our border, period.
Well, yesterday, Drudge had a link up to an article that said, overwhelmingly, immigration is the number one issue heading into the 2020 framework. And I don't think, Carol, I was at the Orlando announcement. I'm telling you, if Trump has lost 1 ounce of support amongst people that thought immigration was important in 2016, I can't tell, because it seems like the stakes have gotten bigger. There's more to lose. And what we're dealing with is a kind of Congress, they're just stuck in their position where they are refusing in any way whatsoever to come to the table and to offer right. any kind of actual solution. So you're stuck yep. with whatever Trump puts forward. And you know what? I got to give him credit when he said, you know, maybe we need tariffs, and Mexico got their little heinies on airplanes and up to Washington, D.C. within a week. And started having discussions. And now they're going to send 15,000. They're going to send 5,000 troops to their southern border, to the Guatemalan border. But they're going to send 15,000 troops to the northern border to start helping with this issue that we're talking about, according to reports today. He's having to solve this problem using that incalcitrant group that's in the House and work around them, because even some of his Republicans aren't working with him. And he's getting it done. Like, that's the amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this is not something that can just go ignored. And I think that Donald Trump understands that. And I'm an immigrant. I'm not against immigration in any way, but we need some sort of cohesive policy. We cannot just have open borders. You know, here I am agreeing with the words that Bernie Sanders says, but if we had open borders, half the world would want to come here. I don't blame them, but we can't. We can't let them in.
Yeah. So let me ask you from a practical standpoint. If Trump's on the right side, what do the Democrats do to try to take votes away from him on this issue?
I think just keep hammering him that the conditions are so bad. And I think that the reason the conditions are so bad is because they're so overextended.
Right.
And we do need to improve conditions. We should be spending more money there. But we need, in order to spend more money, we have to admit that the detention centers aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. So, and you've got to allocate the funds, which brings us back to Congress. And see, I can solve that problem for Trump in one ad. They wouldn't work with us. They refused to lift a finger. I'm the only one that did anything to try to fix it. Very interesting stuff. Read Carol's column, Democrats Refuse to Say What America Should Do About Border Crisis. And that in and of itself is a crisis. Carol, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio.